Shanghai Yang, who's going to be talking to us about identification of cotton fields using Sentinel-2 satellite imagery.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for your attendance, considering the size of the audience. So in this presentation, I'm going to talk about some of the work we have done on the use of the imagery from a recently launched satellite sensor for identifying cotton fields. My co-author is Dr. Charles Sa, who is an entomologist and expert for boll weevil. So, as most of you know, boll weevil has been eradicated from all cotton-producing states in the U.S., except for the lower Rio Grande Valley of Texas. But recently, area adjacent to the Rio Grande Valley in Mexico remains susceptible to reinfestation. As a matter of fact, in 2015, boll weevils was found near Uvalde, and more recently in the Kentsville area. So we are not completely down, you know. I heard the boll weevil 25 years ago when I started with AIS, but today we are still working on it. So I don't know when this will be eradicated. So there's a need to identify cotton fields. That's the host of the insect. So this information will help the boll weevil eradication program managers to effectively monitor the population and treat the infested field quickly, effectively. Currently, this is the current method for field identification. You maybe see in the background some field boundaries showing where the cotton fields are. So the boll weevil eradication foundation has created a GIS database to have the field boundaries for the cotton fields. So even cotton growers are required to report to the fields, cotton fields, to USDA FSA, but normally this information is belatedly available for boll weevil eradication. So normally the ground crew will just drive around the field to identify the cotton fields. So remote sensing has been used for field crop identification for decades. So it started with Landsat imagery. So we are still using that same kind of imagery, also with better quality, even the same resolution, 30 meters. So also in the last many years, a lot of high-resolution satellite sensors have been launched, so that have also been used for crop field identification. More recently, we used airborne imagery, for early identification of cotton fields. I'm going to show some of the work we did. And the first, just to give you an idea, the availability of different satellite sensors today. So as I mentioned, the Landsat 7-8, which are fully operational today, and hopefully next year or later this year, Landsat 9 will be launched. Again, same spatial resolution. Also, we have the 10-meter resolution imagery, which is what I'm going to talk about today. The Sentinel launched by the European Union. So that's 10 meter. More importantly, it's also free, like the Landsat. So that creates a lot of opportunities for many applications. Also, there are all kinds of satellite sensors with even higher resolution, 10 meters or less. But certainly you have to pay based on the resolution, and if you want to get newly freshly tasked or archived, so that will be a big difference. And this is work we did maybe 15, 16 years ago in the Rio Grande Valley to use the QuickBird to identify crops. And also, then later on we tried the 10 meter. Certainly that was not free at that time. Now we have free, but it's not spot, it's sentinel. And just a few years ago, Charles and I tried to do the early detection of fields using airborne imagery. We just used two cameras, RGB and near-infrared, so we'd be able to get both RGB and color infrared imagery using our airplane just for about the 24,000 acre area, 6 by 8 mile rectangular area. We were able to map within 15, 20 minutes and get maybe only 30 images. We had the minimum overlap to reduce the image processing. But we use a mosaic. Actually, it doesn't matter using Pix4D. We have been able to mosaic hundreds or thousands of images. So you can see we got pretty good results with the accuracy over 90%. And we also did some work in the Uvalde area a couple of years ago using manned aircraft. Certainly one area was 8 mile by 25 mile, the other like 25 by 30 mile. You can see as the size increases, the time required to image will increase significantly. 2 hours, 8 hours doesn't sound a lot, but when you really do the flying, you know, considering the weather changes constantly, that's a bigger challenge. So, yeah, airborne imagery is good, but so we need to look for probably satellite imagery that'd be more efficient, considering Texas is so large. So you don't want to fly all the areas with the airplane. So that's the objective for this study. We try to evaluate the Sentinel-2. This sensor has a total of 13 bands. So you can see with the resolutions from 10 meters, 20 meters to 60 meters. So in this study, we are only use the 4 bands with 10 meter resolution. And this is pretty much the same study area we used a few years ago. So this year we identified, you know, this year was a very unusual year. We had a lot of rainfall from May to even July. So there were not too many cloud-free imagery. So we were able to identify 3 cloud-free Sentinel images. And June 11th, July 11th, and August 15th, about 1 month apart. Pretty lucky. And also we got a few Landsat imageries without clouds. So just to give you an idea, you know, what cloud-free and a cloudy image looks like. You know, a lot of times you see, you know, these two on the right side. So once you have so many clouds, it's almost useless. You can't do much with that. So this will be the first thing we captured, June 11th. As I mentioned, this year we got excessively rainfall in May. Growers planted the cotton early enough in April, you know, you'll be lucky. So otherwise, you know, you wait until the fields are dry enough. So that's more likely be May or after. So the planting dates were quite different. So if you're lucky, you were able even to plant cotton. So that's why you see this variability in the image with that dark background, that's kind of moisture, you know, wet soil in the fields. So in July, you know, it looks because the canopy has increased significantly, and but still you see fields with a lot of water lodging that will definitely affect the classification results. By August, mid-August, you know, corn is harvested or start, you know, it's already snatched. But cotton has full canopy. Grain sorghum is kind of reached the maturity, still grain though. So this time, you know, you see some dark areas, more likely just fallow fields. But you can expect you get a much better result from the later season. So, you know, for any image classification, you know, the key is just to define the classes and also to create the signatures for the classes. So in this case, we are mainly interested in different crops. So there are four different crops, certainly plus fallow and pasture grass, which we really don't care too much. So, you know, as I mentioned, since crops were planted at different times, we have to, you know, identify different training samples for different fields. So we identified and randomly select about 11 cotton samples. Then you can see a total of 25 sub-samples for all crops. So then we extract the signature from each date. We use the servo classification methods to do the classification. Also did the variable, did the accuracy assessment. So I'm just going to quickly show you some of the results. And at the lower right corner, that's the ground truth. We Charles Crew, you know, manually surveyed all these fields. So this is what the classification looks like in June. So overall, you know, looks pretty good. But there were quite a few misclassifications. So basically what I did was just, you know, for each field, we just selected the majority, dominant class to represent the field, to eliminate all the small inclusions of other minor classes. So this is what it looks like after the smoothing. Performed the accuracy assessment based on the ground truth. So we got accuracy, overall accuracy, look at the very bottom, 74%, you know, considering the situation, which is not too bad. If you also look at the very top line at 79%, and the very on the very left, 76.4, that's for cotton. There are two, normally you talk about the producers and the users accuracy. I'm not going to explain what that means. So basically the higher the better, the numbers the higher the better. Okay, that's for first date. Second date, that's what it looks like. This is what the table says. It's still around 73-74%. You know, it's not much improved. So last date, look at the number. Overall 90%. For cotton, it's 95 for users and 92 for producers. The accuracies were significantly improved. So this is definitely not a typical year. You know, we are going to continue this work next year and next 2 years. So we are going to use not only the Sentinel-2, but also airborne imagery and other satellite images, so that we'll be able to make a more good, a comprehensive comparison among all of them. I think that's all I want to talk, you know, unless you have time for questions.
Yeah, we have time for one brief question.
Okay. No?
All right, then thank you.
Thank you.